Today from the Ohio Newsroom, remembering a forgotten baseball star.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Yesterday, we heard the story of baseball Hall of Famer Ray Brown. Nearly a century after making a name for himself as a pitcher in the Negro Leagues, Brown's hometown in Northwest Ohio is recognizing him by fixing up a public park and naming it in his honor. The project sought to build community. But the Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Kotzacker reports, instead, it created controversy.
In the last century, the Village of Alger's population has declined to just about 700 people. Paul Osborne is the village administrator.
We have nothing. We have nothing to hang our hat on.
Except for one thing.
I mean, if you go on the Alger Wikipedia page, there's one notable resident. One! And it's Ray Brown.
That's David Struttmatter, a history professor at Ohio Northern University. When he found out Brown hailed from a village so close to ONU, he got to work with local leaders in the County Historical Museum to recognize him. He and art professor Melissa Eddings Mancuso even got a $110,000 grant to do so. They started fixing up Alger Village Park in Brown's memory.
A new outfield fence is going to be going up. We also are building a terrace for around this historical marker.
At first, the village council rallied behind the effort and unanimously passed a resolution to rename the park after Brown. But in the weeks that followed, that decision didn't sit well with everyone. A resident started a petition not to rename the park. Opponents said they'd never heard of Ray Brown or that they could think of other people just as deserving of the honor. Village officials told me some residents were resistant to change. So at its next meeting, the village council flipped. Councilwoman Linda Densberger supported both the original resolution and its reversal.
Because I talked to the elderly people that lived in this town, and I asked them what they thought about it, and they thought, well, it's the Village of Alger Park, you know? And I thought, well, the elderly people, you know, they have a say.
Rick Onions, another council member, was appalled. He was one of two to vote against the reversal.
I couldn't hold it back anymore. I had to say that I felt like, you know, the outside world would look at us, no matter what the reason was that we were changing the name back to Alger Park, that they would look at us like we were the biggest racist community ever.
That happened, at least on the internet. Allegations of racism abounded on Facebook and Reddit. According to reporting from regional radio station WKTN, opponents firmly denied racist motivations. But Eddings Mancuso from ONU says it's hard not to wonder about the pushback.
The question that comes bubbling up in my mind is, if Ray Brown were white and as equally accomplished a baseball player, would the trajectory of his memorial be different in this area? Would there have been something named after him earlier?
Eventually, the village council reversed course again, this time passing an ordinance to permanently rename the green space Ray Brown Memorial Park. Longtime resident Jerry Kramer thinks that was the right thing to do, but he's disappointed in the way the conversation devolved.
You know, in today's world, it seems like people can't have a dialogue without taking sides. It just seems like if you either on my side or I hate you, and that's crazy. That's crazy.
Council members say at this point, the controversy seems to have died down. The project is moving ahead with a grand opening of the revamped park planned for next summer. In Alger, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.